This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can
survive. This is your country boy surviving here in North Dakota, James Kelso, with the American Freedom Party Report. And this is, as always, a live program, and you are invited to participate in that live aspect to the show. And I'm going to, let's see here, I'm looking right now at our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. I invite you to travel there during the course of the show and check out the American Freedom Party at its website. And I'm looking here on my other tab at the republicbroadcasting.org website, where a fundraiser, a pledge drive is taking place right now, and I invite you to participate in that and support this radio show and the network on which it appears with your help. I've got a message here from my RBN engineer. I'm going to read that out to you. Let me just scroll up to it here. Here it is. RBN is continuing the pledge drive for a donation of $100 to receive an RBN mug, this is what you'll get, and T-shirt, or a 25-ounce Republic of Texas copper coin. Now, that's a new twist to the offer, a 25-ounce Republic of Texas copper coin. Please, and the phone number to call to participate in the RBN pledge drive is 800-724-2719. And, of course, this network has so many great shows. You could really take up a good part of your week just listening to the programming on RBN and be very well informed and connected to and plugged into the best organizations we've got in our patriot resistance to our dispossession. And I'm so happy that you join us on our Sunday program here. We're on every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can participate live yourself in the show. I happen to love live radio. Recorded radio is wonderful, too. Any Patriot radio is wonderful. But I happen to like the feature. I always have since I began my career on Patriot Radio back in 2005. So I guess I've been doing this now for 9 years. I just like the thrill and the unpredictability, the spontaneity of live radio. I love hearing the sort of thing that folks call in with, and not all, you know, laudatory. I enjoy sometimes people, you know, taking a shot at our cause. And that really is a nice way to bring out key points and to help people out there who are considering becoming part of the Patriot Resistance. It helps to hear a little of that back and forth. So I invite you to call into the show, even if you have a question or a doubt or a something critical that you want to say about our chances in the Patriot cause. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The only request I'd make of callers is don't call in with a speech. Not because I don't want to hear your speech or I'm not interested. I certainly don't want to censor you. But I would like ask you to call in with a comment or a question that's pointed and that doesn't have background information to it. Just the nature of the limited time that we have. That's 1-800-313-9443 to call into the show. And the engineer is on his panel now. So if you call in, you'll be put in the queue and I'll get to your calls right away. And if you, I apologize in advance any time that somebody has to wait to get on the air. Today I'm going to be especially assiduous in getting you on the air right away. So I can promise you no waiting time today, or very little. I just have to notice your call coming in here on my my control panel as the engineer from RBN in Texas messages me here in North Dakota. Well, there's some very interesting things to bring to you since we talked last week. Some very good articles on the American Freedom Party website. And that website URL, again, is the American Freedom Party, long but easy to remember, the American Freedom Party .us. And I'm going to share those articles with you in today's program. I am also going to share with you, hot off the press, the latest issue of our flagship newspaper, the Nationalist Times. My gosh, I almost said the Washington Times. Our paper is so much better than the Washington Times. The January issue of the Nationalist Times, our monthly newspaper, issue number 310, just came out. And this has a cover price of $4.50, but you can get a subscription. You'll hear the offer in our programming today. You can get a subscription for $19. And this is a monthly newspaper, so you want to avail yourself of that. It's a very good deal. But I'm going to give you some of the content of the Nationalist Times for free here today, sharing it with you. So we can look forward to that. One of the articles on our website today is entitled, let me go to it right now, it's entitled, Gallup poll, record number of Americans identify as politically independent. And this is awfully good news for us in the American Freedom Party and for all of us in our cause. Simply because, as everyone who listens to RBN knows, both the Republican and Democrat parties have sold out so completely that there is, certainly in the Democrat Party, no hope, and in the Republican Party, only a faint glimmer of hope that a patriot revival or renaissance could take place within the Republican Party. That's what the Ron Paul Revolution was all about. And that continues. That's an ongoing saga. So it remains to be seen how much of a resistance can be generated by the Paul movement. And, of course, we maintain a good rapport with – we endeavor to maintain a good rapport with the millions of Americans, and actually people overseas. It's incredible. Save that story for another time, but actually the Ron Paul movement has attracted supporters outside of the United States in not inconsiderable numbers. But we, in the American Freedom Party, we salute the elements of resistance and character of principle that Ron Paul launched with his Ron Paul Revolution. And we, what we are urging is that those be extended into additional areas that we'll talk about in this show after this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
Welcome back. You are tuned to the American Freedom Party Report, beaming to you live from North Dakota here on Sunday, January 12th, 2014. Boy, 2014. I think bids well to be a very exciting year in our cause, a very critical year. Of course, it's simply ineluctable logic that as the situation worsens, as it is worsening, the pressure towards us, towards our cause, towards our groups and activities increases. And can you imagine what it's like? You know, those of you listening to the show, you are, you know, by and large, very well educated in our cause. Some of you have been part of our cause for decades. And, but imagine for a moment, if you will, the average Jane or Joe out there who has not had the benefit of all the study that you have done, all the shows and publications to which you have access. Imagine, if you will, pardon me as I step away from the microphone just a moment here. As I say, I love the hurly-burly of live radio and all sorts of things going on that you can hear and in the background and so on. My wonderful family is here with me, including my my 8-year-old and my 2-year-old. So I have them two floors away, safely out of earshot, more or less, from the show. But, of course, all the sounds that my kids make are wonderful. And I've got my – I'm printing out my articles here for today's show. I'm printing them on the printer on the floor above me, so you might hear me make a quick dash up the stairs to the printer if I'm missing any pages from the articles that I've got for you today. And the first one is Gallup poll, record number of Americans identify as politically independent. Oh, and to conclude the thought we were just on, imagine Joe and Jane, American out there, who somehow have missed our movement, somehow have, and of course our movement is so suppressed that it's not hard for them to miss our movement. But as they surf around the web, they are, I think, you know, they're going to be seeing sites like republicbroadcasting.org. They're going to hear radio shows like this, and they're going to find out that there is a resistance, and it's been around for a while. And it's even taking a political form with the American Freedom Party. So imagine how the world looks to them and how the pressure that they, the unbearable pressure of an Obama administration, a neocon foreign policy ever driving towards war, even world war, the pressure on the job, the economic pressure on the family, the pressure from school, the political correctness that's just shoved at these poor little children. Parents are horrified to see the sort of things that they, the children are brainwashed with in the schools. The meddling nature of the schools. All of this, Joe and Jane, average American, you know, they are looking, the pressure is there, and now they're seriously looking for answers. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're all about here on this show. And thank you to all of you people who are participating in your manifold ways in our cause. Here it is, reflecting the fact that Joe and Jane, average American, are upset. Gallup poll, record number of Americans identify as politically independent, meaning what? They're fed up with the Republican and Democrat duopoly. A record high number, a record high percentage, this is Dateline January 9th, the AFP web team, a record high percentage of Americans identified as political independents last year, according to figures released Monday. The survey, based on more than 18,000 interviews conducted throughout the year, found that 42% identified as independent, the highest figure since the polling firm began conducting interviews by telephone 25 years ago. So this may be the highest percentage ever. In 2013, 31% identified as Democrats, while 25% identified as Republicans. The dominant duopoly political parties are becoming dinosaurs. So look at those numbers. 42 independent. That is, the answer does not lie for me with the Democrat and Republican establishments today. 42% say that. 31% identifying as Democrats. Of course, they're long gone. And 25% identifying as Republicans. A number little more than half of the independent number. This is good news for our cause, I think. According to Gallup, the percentage of Americans identifying as independents grew as the year progressed, surging in the final 3 months of the year alongside the federal government shutdown and the troubled debut of the Obamacare website. Here is some unpacking of the numbers from Gallup. Now we're quoting Gallup. Gallup says, Americans' increasing shift to independent status has come more at the expense of the Republican Party than the Democratic Party. Now, I didn't know this. This is new for me. I think it's very significant. Republican identification peaked at 34% in 2004, the year George W. Bush won a second term in office. Since then, it has fallen 9 percentage points, with most of that decline coming during Bush's troubled second term. When he left office, Republican identification was down to 28%. Remember, it's down to 25 now. It has declined or stagnated since then, improving only slightly to 29% in 2010, the year Republicans shellacked Democrats in the midterm elections. Not since 1983, when Gallup was still conducting interviews face-to-face, has a lower percentage of Americans, 24%, identified as Republicans than is the case now. That year, President Ronald Reagan remained unpopular as the economy struggled to emerge from recession. By the following year, amid an improving economy and re-election for the increasingly popular incumbent president, Republican identification jumped to 30%, a level generally maintained until 2007. Democratic identification has also declined in recent years, falling 5 points from its recent high of 36% in 2008, the year President Barack Obama was elected. The current 31% of Americans identifying as Democrats matches the lowest annual average in the last 25 years. So, the largest loss coming in the Republican ranks, but both Republican and Democratic ranks being thinned to the lowest level in the 25 last years of Gallup polling. Now, go back to our web team writes, although Gallup notes that it's common for the percentage of independents to increase in a non-election year, the uptick in independent identification reflects a trend in recent years toward more Americans eschewing party labels. The shift toward increased independent status has been more damaging to the GOP than the Democratic Party. Since peaking at 34% in 2004, Republican identification has now fallen to 25%, the lowest level in 25 years. And then it mentions also that the Democratic identification has declined, falling to 31% from a high of 36 in 2008 when Barack Obama sadly came into office. So, hot news since our show last week, and very good news for us, I believe. And I think you agree. Reaching into our news box here, I'll grab another story. Here's one on the, of course, the American Freedom Party is a tremendous champion of the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms. Here's an interesting story out of Detroit. Unlikely place to imagine such a story coming from. I'm going to bring you this Detroit story right after this short break.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. RBN is having the end of the year pledge drive to encourage listener support. For donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a t-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report with your host, James Kelso. Live from North Dakota, I invite you to call in today's program. Just to tell you what live means, it's January 12th, 2014. So this is not a recording of someone saying, call in, this is a live show. This is the live show. You're listening to it now. And we are going to cover a range of issues that are addressed by the American Freedom Party, economic issues, military and interventionist issues, social issues that we cover in the American Freedom Party in a way that we, in a fashion that accords with your views. So unlike the Democrat and Republican parties, you find in the American Freedom Party a friendly home to all of your views on the economy, and on this story that I've just picked up here, which is on Second Amendment freedom. Here we have a Detroit headline on our website, the AmericanFreedomParty.us. Detroit police chief, armed citizens deter crime. Well, my goodness. What's next? Detroit Police Chief James Craig has an idea for fighting crime. Arm more citizens. Quote, he says, when we look at the good community members who have concealed weapons permits, the likelihood they'll shoot is based on a lack of confidence in this police department, unquote, said the chief at a press conference this week, the Detroit News reports. Now, folks, you're all familiar with what's been going on in Detroit for several decades now. That once wonderful city, actually the birthplace of Charles A. Lindbergh on February 4th, 1902. Charles Lindbergh was born in Detroit. Detroit's also the wonderful home city where Henry Ford did so many marvelous things. But that city went into a tremendous tailspin. At least the inner city, the Detroit proper, has turned into a bombed out ruin. But here's the, and of course crime is through the roof in Detroit. He says, the chief said he believes the financially crippled city's residents are feeling safer and violent crime dropped 7% in 2013. But Craig said that he's changed his mind over the years over whether citizens should be armed. Oh, this is another very hopeful note. He said that when he was on the Los Angeles police force for 28 years, well, I didn't know that. I lived in Los Angeles forever. So he was in a patrol car behind me there back when I was in Los Angeles. For 28 years, California law made it difficult to get a concealed weapon permit. However, when he became police chief in Portland, Maine in 2009, he changed his mind. Quote, I got to Maine where they give out lots of CCWs, concealed carry weapons, and I had a stack of CCW permits I was denying. That was my orientation. Craig said, I changed my orientation real quick. Maine is one of the safest places in America. Clearly, suspects knew that good Americans were armed. Unquote. Craig said on a radio show in mid-December that there are a number of people in Detroit with concealed pistol licenses, CPL, and he thinks it's a deterrent to crime. Quote, the police chief, good Americans with CPLs translates into crime reduction, said Craig. I learned that real quick in the state of Maine. You think you're dreaming when you hear a story like this. I mean, Detroit's as bad as it gets in the criminal scene in American cities. Washington, D.C., Detroit. What are some of the other really unsafe places on the streets? By the way, I invite your call to fill in the blanks on questions like that. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And I'm keeping my eye here on my computer on which my engineer is talking with me. For your call when it comes in, I'll patch you right in. Craig's stance, this is our web team writing, Craig's stance is unusual for a police chief, but Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police Director Robert Stevenson said that there are many police officers who have no problem when law-abiding citizens have guns, but they usually try to stay out of those discussions. Up here in North Dakota, my county sheriff indicated, let me tell you how good it is in some parts of America. There was a front page story here with the mayor of my city, the mayor holding his concealed carry handgun right in front of his face on a half page photograph. And in the article, the mayor, who, by the way, delivered my two-year-old son. He doubles as a obstetrician. And he handed my son to me in the most glorious moment of my life to cut the cord, which I was not ready for. I had to take an extra snip. the our mayor says in the article, I think it's a duty of everybody to have a concealed carry permit to, as part of their responsibility, to protect their family. And he said he always carries his sidearm. Isn't that wonderful? And, but then it got even better. The the CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer of the county, piped in behind the mayor and the only elected police official, by the way. Sheriffs are so important in America, and the American Freedom Party is very, very attuned to the movement that Richard Mack has started among sheriffs to restore our rights and freedoms. The sheriff piped in. He said, oh, yeah, concealed carry is a very good idea, and it's a very good way to fulfill your obligation to defend your family and protect your home. And he said, and by the way, if you apply for a concealed carry permit in my county, I have only turned down, he said, in the last year, six, if I remember correctly. I've only turned down six in the last year. So it's almost automatic. If you pass the rudimentary requirements, that you will get a concealed carry permit. This is true in some of the more wonderful places in America, like North Dakota. And Maine here also seems to have achieved that standard. And here's the police chief in Detroit. He says that good Americans with CPLs, that's concealed pistol licenses, translates into crime reduction. And let's see, there were 15 justifiable homicides in Detroit in 2013, down from 25 in 2012, the Detroit News reports. In most of those cases, citizens were defending themselves by killing criminals. The, and then here's a note from the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party, AFP, by the way, I just got a call here from David in California. David, hang on, I'll be with you in just a moment. The American Freedom Party supports the right to keep and bear arms. Emancipate yourself from the anti-Western Democrat and Republican parties. Join a nationalist party that puts America first, the American Freedom Party. That concludes that article. David, have I? Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, thank you so much for calling. You know, I lived in California for the longest time. I grew up as a surfer in Malibu. And I remember when the Los Angeles Police Department was a wonderful police department that really served the citizens of Los Angeles well and was a very, you know, you might say conservative police department with great police chiefs. Anyway, you're out there in California. What part of California are you in, northern or southern?
Northern, past Redding, Mount Shasta area. You know where that is, way up there?
Oh, I used to live in Northern California, too. I used to live in Mendocino County.
Right.
And those Northern California counties are bastions of freedom-loving Americans.
Yeah, yeah. There's our sheriff. You know, he got on board with the whole sheriff, what some people call the Mac attack. You know, Sheriff Mac. And right now, I hear of there's like 3,000. About 90 counties? I don't know if that's accurate, but somewhere around there in the whole country, and about. Is that a commercial or?
Yeah, David, we're going to take a short break. Please hang on, and we're going to talk about those 3,000 counties. You're right on the point, David. Stay tuned, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the castle law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
Welcome back, folks. We have with us on the phone David in Northern California. We were just talking about Sheriff Richard Mack, the county sheriff movement, David, the 3,144 counties, parishes, and boroughs in America.
Oh, that's what it is, 3,144. Okay.
Yes, and it's we're called counties everywhere except Alaska, where the term is borough, and
okay.
Louisiana, where I used to live, it's a parish.
Okay.
And I used to live in St. Tammany Parish, Louisiana. But those 3,000. Now, go ahead. Which you were saying that in your county.
What I heard, but before I get to that, what I heard about the 3,144. It might be up to 600 now, but there's at least 500, maybe 550 to 600 sheriffs that are on board, at least initially, with the Constitution principles of Sheriff Mack. That's what I heard. The number was around 600, which is great. That's about a fifth of the all the sheriffs in the nation. How much aboard, some are learning slower than others about the Constitution. Some obey. Some, like in our county, the sheriff is great. He's great on protecting, you know, ranchers' rights and farmers' rights and the Second Amendment. He's awesome. He wrote a letter to Joe Biden. They put it in a local paper here for people to see it. I mean, we have people that are, you know, progressives and different people that think they're doing the good, but they're gun grabbers. Either they're just totally ignorant or just they're working intentionally for the dark side. I don't know sometimes. But Chicago, when you were talking about, you left Chicago out. I heard that's like 500 sometimes a year murderers, and they completely don't have gun rights there.
Yes, Chicago is a disarmed city, and very predictably, just as that police chief Craig in Detroit implied, if the criminals know that the law-abiding citizens are disarmed, wow. That's a field day for them.
It's so great that he went up into a rural area like where I'm at, but on the whole opposite side diagonally in northeast in Maine, because I'm from Massachusetts, but that he got into a rural area, or at least near a rural area where you see the results of, sensible gun users, you know, how it stops crime. I mean, I have the book from, are you familiar with the JPFO, which is Jews for Preservation of Firearm Ownership?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I got one of their main books, and it just so... The actual gun... Are you aware that Mr. Thomas Dodd, who was a Democrat senator, was working on the Nuremberg trials over in Germany in 1945, and he got a copy of the German gun laws. And when he came back to the United States, he got a translation of them from the Library of Congress. And in 1968, when we had our Gun Law Act or whatever you call it, he was one of the biggest proponents. And in that book I got from Jews for Preservation of Firearm Ownership, it shows like pretty much exact. Verbatim, almost the words from the German Nazi gun laws, what we have of their 1938 gun laws, we have in our 1968 gun laws, except for, you know, it took out Juden and all that, you know, against Jews or this or that.
Yes, and the best gun rights lobby that we have in the U.S., in my opinion, is Gun Owners of America, headed by Larry Pratt.
Yeah,
You'll hear Gun Owners of America promoted quite a bit on Republic Broadcasting, but GOA is even better than the NRA, the National Rifle Association.
Well, the NRA helped go in for some of these. I'm not saying they're not better now with Ted Nugent and when Moses was, what's his name, Charleston Heston, when they were in. I mean, they helped bring it better, but there was times when they really let the guard down, and I agree with you. I know about Larry Pratt, and GOA was always better, and they helped get NRA in line because they actually helped vote on some of the gun-free zones, the NRA.
GOA, the exciting news, and this is where, you know, good patriot organizations can really put pressure, on the scene. We're talking about law enforcement here, and I'm going to bring up another organization, which is Oath Keepers.
I'm totally aware of them. I love them. And before you get off, can I say one more? Our Oath Keepers awesome? I mean...
Yeah. Now, I count myself quite lucky. I got to meet Sheriff Richard Mack here in North Dakota when he was on one of his really extensive speaking tours. This guy really works at the patriot cause. A real tall man, very impressive. I think he was born in 50. I don't know what year he was born in.
Somewhere around there, 50, 53 or whatever, 52.
Impressive man. He was the sheriff of Graham County in Arizona, east of Phoenix on the New Mexico border there. And he was the spark plug in a case called Mack versus the United States, which got retitled Prince versus the United States, which was a case in which county sheriffs sued the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms and the federal government for oppressing them and for violating, not for oppressing them, it's bad language there, for violating the Constitution specifically. And this is the interesting thing. Justice Antonin Scalia ruled that it was on the 10th Amendment, which reserves powers not specifically enumerated to the federal government, reserves those powers to the states and the people respectively. And Scalia ruled in what is now the case law for the U.S. Supreme Court that the county sheriff is a power parallel to and equal, of equal standing to the federal government. And so that those 3,144 county sheriffs, they are sovereigns in their county.
Yeah, I agree. I have the booklet by Sheriff Mack about, you know, about the county sheriff's power.
Yeah, he's got a booklet out there that's called The County Sheriff, The Last Hope of America.
Right.
I think I'm remembering the title right. Yeah, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. But now I want to, you know, mention these organizations that are working in parallel with the American Freedom Party. What we're specializing in is the political aspect and the,
So who is this guy in Detroit? I'm sorry, Connie.
Yeah, Police Chief Craig. Yeah, this is amazing. He came out of the
LA Police Department. Is he a Democrat? I'm just curious.
Police are not usually going to tell you their political.
I'm hoping he is for the reason of leverage in enlightening these other people that are so asleep that want to grab our guns, so they don't even know about the New World Order and people, you know, trying to. They don't know how vicious it can get.
Knowing the Los Angeles Police Department, if he was on that department for 28 years, he goes back to when the L.A. Police Department was a pretty good department. He's probably a pretty conservative guy. But the but he says, you know, I was not for private, concealed carry until I went to Maine. And now I just want to sketch out a few of the parallels here. That you mentioned the Oath Keepers, mentioned them. Not only did I meet Richard Mack here in North Dakota, when I was in Nevada, in Las Vegas, I got a chance to meet in his home there, or in his home area, Stuart Rhodes, who's the founder of Oath Keepers. And this is a parallel activity here. Oath Keepers is that organization which has Stuart Rhodes realized, hey, all of these police and all these soldiers have taken an oath to defend the Constitution with their lives. He said, why don't we set up an organization where we repledge, we take that oath out, and we get all the police and military folks all over the United States by the thousands to stand together and retake that pledge as a way of expressing their resistance, their pushback, their desire to defend their freedoms, their Bill of Rights, their Constitution, their way of life. And so that's another great thing that's happened, and another great organization that has appeared.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's something I go to local tea parties in different places, and I even talk to people that are progressives in town or whatever, and I say, listen, Oath Keepers is what's helping really save this country, you know.
Well, and, stay on the line.
I would love to
answer a question from George here in just a moment. David, if you can stay on the line, please do. We'll be back, folks, right after these announcements.